The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Rob Davis and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. And we're talking about a lot of interesting things on today's show. But first, let me give you that all-important phone number again to call and make an appointment. Don't put it off any longer. Go ahead and do it right now. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Leave your contact information there. A member of the team will get back with you, and you can come in and sit down in their office in Perrysburg and have a conversation about your financial situation. But first, you have to call 800-373-9715. Don't put it off. 800-373-9715. You know, when there are contracts, there's always the fine print. When just about anything you can think of has fine print somewhere, a lot of people don't like to be bothered by the fine print. A lot of people don't really pay attention to it, certainly don't read it. And some people may read it and not really understand what it says. It's been said that the sales brochure giveth and the fine print taketh away. So I thought maybe today we could talk about some of the things that you hear from people when they don't pay enough attention to the fine print. First of all, I just got a big rate increase on my long-term care insurance. And obviously this person was surprised by that, but if they had read the fine print, they might have been prepared.
Yeah, you know, the whole long-term care insurance, you know, is one thing. I think the bigger issue is the way we have our practices set up here. You know, you're going to get an advisor. You're not just going to get a salesperson. And, you know, one of our jobs is to work with you along the way and make sure that these surprises don't come up. Or if they do come up, you know, you've got someone to talk to about it. And so the whole buying a product and then forgetting about it and waiting until something bad happens with it isn't the way we do it here. And so, you know, a lot of times when we have these issues that come up with folks that, you know, maybe bought a long-term care insurance in your example a long time ago, they never knew those rate increases could happen. The person that sold it to them either didn't make that clear or they didn't remember or what have you. But long-term care insurance is a big deal right now, and many of the carriers have been raising rates. I mean, some of the rates folks have been paying for long-term care insurance have literally doubled over the last several years. And so if you have a traditional long-term care policy, get that thing out, dust it off, and if you don't understand it, call the number and come on in and let's go through it and make sure you understand, number one, what your coverage is, and number two, what your premiums are, and number three, what is guaranteed about this policy and what can move up and down in the future.
Also, if you don't read the fine print, you may be surprised to find that the fees in an annuity, and we're probably talking about a variable annuity here, I suppose, are a lot higher than you were told. And maybe your advisor, whoever it was that you were working with, didn't really explain it to you, and maybe you weren't paying attention. That's a double whammy, and you can get in a lot of trouble and a lot of confusion in a situation like that, right?
You can, you know, and I think, you know, Rob really made this point. Whatever your financial transaction is, you want to go into it with awareness, and you don't want to ever settle for a situation where you're not really up to speed with what you're doing. And with annuities in particular, you know, some people love them, some people hate them, but the reality to them is that with some variable annuities, the fees are higher than what you're going to find in mutual funds. But also, there's some annuities out there, we deal with a lot of no-load annuities, where the fees are just like you're investing in mutual funds. But so it's important to know what kind of product you have, and really what the fee structure is on everything that you're doing, you know, whether it is life insurance or mutual funds or ETFs, you know, what kind of fees you're paying your advisor or the institution that you're dealing with. It's not that it's good or bad. It really is just more a matter of that awareness and making sure that you know what's going on. This is important stuff to you.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fine print is so important. You got to pay really close attention to it. Another group of folks may come in and say, hey, this mutual fund had done really well for the last several years, but it tanked as soon as I got into it. Have you ever heard that from a client or a potential client?
I think Rob sells those all the time.
No, I tell you what, this is one, you know, Tim jokes about it, but we have heard this, you know, folks come in and say, gosh, I have this mutual fund that was supposed to do real good. The guy that sold it to me said this thing averages 8% a year. And man, I put money into it 2 years ago and I'm already down 10%. You know, what's going on? And so the fine print on the mutual fund brochures always say, something about past performance is not a guarantee of future return. And that's true. It's easy to go find a mutual fund that's done real well over the last 10 years, for example, and present it to somebody. But, you know, what we're trying to do isn't sell on performance. What we're trying to put our clients into is what's right for them and what's right in the current environment. And that very well could be something that hasn't done well over the last 10 years. And it doesn't have a shining performance record. But what we do always offer in mutual funds is the best of the best. We're independent. We don't work for a bank. We don't work for a mutual fund company, you know, so we can go out and screen mutual funds and look at past performance, but also, you know, what's the management of that fund company look like? What do the expenses look like? What is the fund invested in? And is it right for the client right now in this environment? And so, you know, those are the things we look for, and we'll rarely pick a mutual fund out just because, hey, it's done well over the last couple of years and it's made some money.
And it's really not about doing projections. It's about programming. And, you know, with a programming, you want to be able to do not just things right, but you want to do the right things right. And if you do that, if you invest in whatever investments, funds or whatever, and if you do it right, then the return will take care of itself over years.
Well, it's very important to know this phone number, and it's not in fine print. We're going to put it right here in the spotlight so you can see it. The number is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. All you have to do is go ahead and call that number, leave your contact information. A member of the team at Creative Financial Partners will get back with you. You can set an appointment wherever you are in the northwestern Ohio area. Come into Perrysburg and have a conversation about your situation. One more time, that's 800-373-9715. We're talking about fine print, how important it is to pay attention to it, to read that and to understand it. I'm sure that somebody has come in and said, my life insurance suddenly got really expensive as soon as I turned 65. And that's something that you might have expected had you paid attention to the fine print.
Yeah, well, you want to know what kind of life insurance you've got. And if you have bought into term insurance is coverage for a specific period of time. And so if, for example, you bought a 20-year term contract when you were 45, then at age 65, it is either going to be dropped or it's going to turn very, very expensive. And so you want to be tuned in again to what you have. If you've got some type of permanent insurance, you should never hit a point where that premium is going to be more than what you expect at any age, whether it's 65 or 85. Those things are geared to be able to have a level premium and to eliminate surprises from the whole transaction.
And one more scenario I want to throw at you here. How about when somebody says to you, I want to get some money out of this REIT, but they're telling me I can't have it back right now. Real estate investment trust, of course, we're talking about here. What do you tell these folks, and how do you help them handle that situation?
Yeah, you know, that's certainly one situation that we never want anyone to be in. And, you know, the fact is, over the last 5 or 7 years, REITs are something that we've had very good experience with. You know, things, you know, REITs are not market correlated necessarily. They are real estate and they don't trade. And so one of the benefits of REITs is they're pretty steady and pretty stable and they can provide some pretty consistent income. The bad thing is they're not liquid. And so if you want to invest in a REIT, you know, you have to make sure that a portion of your assets is in that REIT, but a lot bigger portion of your assets are outside of that REIT. So if you need money for something, you know, you've got places to take it from and you don't have to try to get out of the REIT, because, you know, sometimes the REIT will have, you know, quarterly liquidity options, and sometimes they won't get your money out of these things unless it's time. And so you have to be careful when you're buying a REIT or any other non-liquid investment. Number one, they can be very good if you buy the right ones. And number two, you have to make sure you have other assets. So if you want some money out of the REIT, you know, it could be an issue, and you may have to take it out of some of your other assets, because by nature, those things are not designed to be liquid. So if you have that, if you have anything else that you're not sure about, or you just don't necessarily know how it works, you know, give us a call. Come on in. We're independent. We can look at almost any stock, bond, mutual fund, REIT investment that you might have and give you our opinion on it, and we'd be happy to do that.
I know you can certainly do that, and now's a good time for you to go ahead and explain what happens when people decide to finally make that phone call and come in for an appointment.
Yeah, well, let me first of all reiterate what Rob was saying here. There's very few people out there that really have got an expertise and a background in all of these different financial things that we're talking about. Some people might be life insurance salesmen, or they might just sell annuities. They might just be what are called asset managers, where they're just going to put your money into some kind of an easy allocation. But to really know what they're doing with all of those different financial products, including REITs or oil and gas or life insurance or estate planning or kids' college planning or all of those things, and how they're all going to impact you, it's a pretty rare type of person or organization that really has got a background and the experience to be able to give really good advice on all those things. And Creative Financial Partners is just one of the very few firms around that is, first of all, independent. So we're not pushed to sell anything by an institution or a bank. But we've got an awful lot of experience, and most importantly, we've got a team approach. So everything that we do and every piece of advice that we give is based on the collective education, research, and conversations that we have day in and day out to make sure that our clients are getting the absolute best that the financial world has to offer. Now, to do that, of course, you got to make the call so you can come in and talk to us.
800-373-9715 is your number to call. 800-373-9715. That is the number to make an appointment to come in and have a conversation at Creative Financial Partners, your financial consultants. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. You're listening to Tim Croak and Rob Davis on today's show. Creative Financial Partners hosts this show every week right here on the radio, and we're glad you're with us today. I'm Ron Stutz, and there's more coming up after this.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, you know, you and I always have fun talking about music and making that connection between the music world and the financial world. And we've got an interesting topic of conversation today. I know that you are a tremendous Fleetwood Mac fan, as am I. Love Fleetwood Mac, but, you know, most people don't even know that Fleetwood Mac had another incarnation before the days of Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. They were more blues-oriented back in the day, led by Peter Green, who was quite a musician, but really kind of a strange guy, particularly later on. During his last days with Fleetwood Mac, and they were moderately successful, I don't want to say overwhelmingly successful, in England primarily, not so much over here, but the founder, Peter Green, started taking large doses of LSD. He grew a big beard, started wearing robes, and suddenly got very concerned about wealth, but not in the way that we talk about wealth. He became obsessive about not wanting the band to make any money and wanted them to give away the money that they did make. And Mick Fleetwood, I know that you're a close personal friend of Mick Fleetwood.
No. I just met him before and had the honor of having my picture taken with him, but I don't. He's not a close friend.
I know you hung out with him sometimes in Hawaii, you know, but yeah. Mick Fleetwood told him, well, you can do it, but I don't want to do that, and that doesn't make me a bad person. So when Green finally left Fleetwood Mac, he kind of went off and they, you know, couldn't find him for a long time. It was really a strange story. He declared money to be evil and indeed gave all of his money away. And then he got a job as a grave digger and the rest is sort of history. He, great musician, but really kind of crazy. What do you know about that phase of the Fleetwood Mac history?
Well, I mean, like you said, he just went off the deep end. And here's Mick Fleetwood, the voice of reason.
Yeah.
You know, Mick Fleetwood is a phenomenal guy. And he is just one of the most friendliest guys you ever could meet.
Yeah.
You know, he has a restaurant in Maui, in Lahaina, called Fleetwood's. And if you're ever in Lahaina, look that up. If he's not touring, he's playing there every night.
Yeah.
And he will literally have a conversation with you, let you take a picture. And he's just a down to earth guy, and it's sad that sometimes musicians do in fact go off the deep end, and that's exactly what Peter Green did.
Yeah.
I guess anybody can go off the deep end, but what it did, it created another opportunity. It created an opportunity to meet Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, Buckingham Nicks. And that is where Fleetwood Mac literally took off.
How can we tie all this to the financial world?
Well, absolutely. The problem for some people in financial planning is that you view money itself as being good or bad instead of simply a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Our wealth, our money is a tool. You know, so let me give you an example. Some folks are too worried about maybe achieving a certain net worth. Like I had a fellow who came in, Ernie, into my office, and Ernie's deal was this. He said, you know, Mark, until I get $1 million, I'm not going to have enough money to live comfortably.
Yeah.
Well, how does he know $1 million is the magic number?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I started asking a lot of questions. I said, okay, well, let's take a look at your budget. Let's see what your needs are. And his needs were $4,000 a month. So he was thinking in his mind, $1 million, I can draw $4,000 a month and I'm golden. Well, the problem is that he was going off of old data, old rules of investing. And he would not have been fine. I mean, he had a 50-50 chance with his thinking of whether he was going to run out of money or be able to live comfortably during retirement. So I had to show him, okay, here's the bottom line, Ernie. You don't need $1 million. You need cash flow. You need $48,000 a year of income. Mm-hmm. And wherever we get that income from, regardless of the dollar amount, if we could get income and preferably income for life that we don't have to worry about outliving, then we're really going to be in good shape. So how do we leverage the money you have? Two things. How do we leverage the money you have to create the highest cash flow you can get without you running out of money? And secondly, how do we manage the risk and volatility so that you don't lose a chunk of it while you're spending it? See, Ron, that's the worst thing we can do. The worst thing that could ever happen is be drawing $4,000 every month, and then the market have a correction during that.
Yeah.
Because we're selling more stock or selling more shares of mutual funds to create the check. And we want to avoid that. So it's all about creating cash flow. You know, another issue that we have to worry about, and again, this is what some people's mindset is. Focusing on keeping up with the Joneses. You know, sometimes it's all about going back to basics and creating a plan that's going to be sustainable. Give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to sit down and give you a complimentary analysis, and more importantly, design a strategy that fits you personally, that's individualized, where we can make sure that you're not going to run out of money, you know, during your retirement, and have a stress-free, peaceful, sleep well at night retirement. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local financial symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz along with Tim Croak and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. And this is the segment of the show we call Getting to Know You. And I want to ask you guys a question so our listeners could get to know you a little bit better. I'll ask you first, Tim, what was your very first job, if you can remember back that far?
It was a long time ago, first of all. And I've got the real first job that I had was when I was a kid. I delivered a newspaper called the East Side Sun on the east side of Toledo. And my actual first job with like a paycheck and the whole bit is I worked as a busboy at Luda's Fairlane on Navarre Avenue in Oregon, which was the finest in Hungarian cuisine. And we had a chef that was actually from Hungary. And but he taught me a great work ethic, and it was actually a lot of fun. It was the Luda family in East Toledo that owned the restaurant and ran it. And so, yeah, it was a big-time job for me, a lot of fun.
Bet you learned a lot in that first job, for sure.
I did, and I'll tell you what, you learn that the chef runs the kitchen, and man, they have their own way of doing it, and man, you better stick to their way. And our guy, his name was Charlie, and he really took that very, very seriously. And, but I found myself kind of emulating his work ethic, because Charlie would show up before his shift every day. He would stay later than his shift, and he would like sing and hum all the way through the shift. He was working hard, but he always had a great attitude. He had a great work ethic. He took the process of not just providing food, but presenting it very seriously. Yeah, so yeah, he was a great role model, especially for someone who was, you know, young.
Well, you can learn a lot from those first jobs, that's for sure. And Rob, how about you? What's the very first job you ever had?
Well, I'm going to throw you a little bit here, Ron, because my first job was actually the first business I started, and that was a DJ business when I was in high school. And I started out DJing like middle school dances because my uncle was the principal of our middle school. And I don't know, one time they had a DJ quit or someone not show up, and he said, hey, I know you like music. How about you come in and DJ the dance? And I did, and my cousin did it with me, and eventually we started to get people asking about it and started DJing. And so I started a company. I borrowed $2,000 from my mom and dad, and I bought some equipment, and away I went. I started doing dances and then got into the wedding business and, you know, that whole thing, and, you know, helped pay my way through Ohio State being a DJ. So that was my first job.
So you were really a young entrepreneur.
I was. You know, both of my parents on some level were. They gave me that business sense and that teaching, and I ran with it, and, you know, here we are today.
That is fantastic. And that, of course, a conversation about their first jobs. And I know that a lot of our listeners are out there thinking right now about the first job they had and how much they were able to learn from that. And I think we've all been through that at one time or another. This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Tim Croak and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. And there's more coming up on today's show after this.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation. on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Hey, Jude.
Mark, I want to know, here I am asking you a question about some more of your hits, and I know you have a whole list of them, big hits for many years. I thought maybe today you could tell us all about a time when you helped somebody find significant tax savings with just some really simple tweaks to their portfolio.
One girl came in, her name was Laura. Now, Laura was a savvy investor, and she had a very diversified portfolio, but Ron, she had a boatload of mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
And when those mutual funds, we were looking at them, and I looked at the fees, and we did a complimentary fee report on all these mutual funds, and we found out immediately that she was paying way above the average mutual fund cost. But then we started looking at the tax efficiency of the mutual funds. There was a high turnover going on, Ron, which means that the mutual fund managers were, I call, churning. They were buying and selling and buying and selling. And this was back when the market was taking a dip. And she said, Mark, this is what I can't understand. I got taxed on my 1099 for capital gains, but I lost money. How can that be? I said, because the IRS puts a limit to how much you can claim on losses per year, but they don't put a limit on your gains. So that mutual fund that you thought was a good mutual fund, there was a certain amount of stocks that gained, but the amount of stocks that lost outweighed that, but the IRS put a limit on the losses.
Yeah.
She would have been a whole lot better off having someone design a portfolio with zero mutual funds that gave her the same kind of diversity, but she was able to take better tax write-offs, and she just didn't know any better. So there was an example of where we were able to find significant tax savings moving forward by putting her in a managed model of many different holdings, and we served three purposes. Number one, we lowered her risk. Number two, we gave her a higher rate of return. Number three, we created income of interest and dividends that she could live off of if she needed to. And the last but not least, we saved her a boatload of taxes. And that could be done for anyone listening right now. If you think that your portfolio is not tax efficient the way it needs to be, if you've been concerned about that, we can give you a complimentary analysis and literally walk you through it and take a look and see if there's anything we could recommend to help save anything for taxes. That's more money in your pocket, and we at this point we need all the savings we can get. We don't want to be throwing money away to Uncle Sam if we don't have to. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your tax taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
I know it's only rock and roll and retirement, but I like it. Stay tuned to the Financial Symphony.
This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Rob Davis and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners, and we're going to talk about something that can be very emotional coming up in a moment, divorce mistakes. And first, let me give you the numbers to call to get in touch with Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. We give you that phone number so many times because it's so important. Nothing happens. You're not going to have an appointment until you go ahead and place that phone call, 800-373-9715. Call that number and then come in and have a conversation about your own personal financial situation. I promise you'll be glad you did. There's no obligation and no cost whatsoever. 800-373-9715. Well, I mentioned it earlier. Divorce is something that so many people don't even like to talk about or think about, but it's certainly a part of life. So many people get divorced all the time, and lots of people I know that you guys deal with are in the midst of battling a divorce, or maybe they had a divorce, you know, in the past, and it's still affecting their financial situation. That brings up all kinds of financial challenges, and there are certain mistakes you can make when dealing with divorce. And, you know, we always say you shouldn't make major financial decisions when you're emotionally distraught, when you're going through a really tough time. Choosing the house over other financial assets is something that a lot of people are inclined to do, but that's not always the best thing to do, is it?
It's not. And let me just, you know, make this comment. Divorce is hard on everyone, and there's a lot of aspects to it. Some of those are emotional. Some of them are family-oriented, job-oriented, and certainly financial-oriented. And I think you want to be able to get into a position emotionally and with all the other aspects where you can calmly think things through financially and make decisions that make sense, you know, from an intellectual viewpoint, not just an emotional viewpoint. And I think a lot of people jump on the house issue because it provides security. It provides their nest, and they want to make sure that above all else that, you know, that's taken care of. But that's not necessarily the best move to make, and you don't need to make moves quick. You want to give yourself some time to be able to get to a position of healing where you can move things forward, and you want to be divorced not based on the way that you were married. You want to be divorced based on the way that you want life to be in the future, you know, not in the past. And so you're going to be needing to make some decisions based on that kind of mindset.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. What about ignoring the tax implications of retirement funds? I know that way a lot of people get into trouble.
Yeah, Ron, you know, it's funny you bring that up because I just had a couple of months ago, you know, a new client come in, and he and his wife had just recently got divorced this year, and they split their assets, and they had about $1 million in financial assets, and the divorce seemed pretty amicable, and they split it down the middle, and they each got $500,000. But what he kind of failed to take into account was that his $500,000 was basically his IRAs. Mm-hmm. his retirement funds, and the $500,000 that his ex-wife has at this point are all non-qualified funds. So bank, bank funds and investments that aren't in retirement accounts, you know, and on the surface that, you know, might sound okay. But I said, you know, fast forward a couple years here and we're going to have a problem because all the money that you take out of your IRAs is going to be taxable, you know, and all the money that she wants to take someday is going to be non-taxable. She's not going to have to pay ordinary income tax, just take investment money out. And so it was a big deal and it was something that was overlooked. You know, I don't know who overlooked it or if they just decided to do it that way and that's how the attorneys did it. But if you're facing divorce or you're in the middle of one, you know, obviously your first line of support is going to be your lawyer or your attorney, but to have a financial advisor that has your best interest at heart would be a pretty good thing to have on your team. So if you're going through this, you know, no matter what side of it you're on, you know, please come on in, give us a call, come on in and schedule an appointment, and we can at least look over your situation. We'd love to help you and give you some tips on what you're going through and maybe some things to look out for that even the attorneys aren't looking out for all the time.
Avoid making a mistake, and hopefully you're only going to go through this once, and so you want to make sure you do it right, and there's so many aspects to consider. And
absolutely.
Rob Davis and Tim Croak can help you because they've been through this before, not necessarily themselves, but with their clients, and they've certainly dealt with a lot of scenarios at Creative Financial Partners. The number to call is 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. You call that number wherever you are in northwestern Ohio. You can come in and have a conversation about your situation, 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Tim and Rob always looking ahead because they want you to be able to have a retirement that is comfortable and safe and stress-free, and everybody wants to be relaxed and stress-free during their retirement years. And another mistake that a lot of people make is rolling a spouse's retirement account directly into an IRA immediately after divorce, and that can have some consequences as well.
You are going to have some consequences. There's an allowance when you get divorced and you're rolling money over into your own account from a spouse's IRA or pension. You've got an allowance under the QDROL laws, which is the Qualified Domestic Relations Order, that will let you take money out without a penalty. And what you want to know is that, first of all, you still got to pay tax on the money if you take it out, but also this is the first time that a lot of people have got their own financial responsibility. And instead of having their spouse manage the money and manage the investments, they've got to do it themselves. And again, I want to emphasize to take your time with it and to explore it with caution and make sure that the moves that you make are done with your head, not with your heart. And a lot of people see that lump sum of money and they say, oh my God, I'm going to, you know, I've been so stressed for so long. Now this is my chance to go feel good about myself, and they're going to go on vacation or buy a car, whatever the case may be. And those really are more emotional issues than they are financial. And we really want to kind of counsel you through that kind of thought process to make sure the decisions you're making are in your financial best interest for the long term.
If you're going through a divorce, certainly a lot to think about, and the folks at Creative Financial Partners can help you get through it and make the right decisions when it comes to your financial matters. Another scenario is dipping too much into retirement savings because of the tax penalty waiver, and I know that you guys have been able to work through that with your clients a lot over the years.
The tax penalty waiver that Tim talked about is a great thing, and it was designed for a reason. You know, it was designed to make, you know, the transition from being married to being single again a little easier, especially when you're talking about splitting up assets and all that sort of thing. But, you know, whenever you have an option to do something, it certainly doesn't mean you should do it or you should do it as much as you can, you know, and especially going through the emotional times of, you know, divorce and separation, people want to take action and they want things to move real fast and they want kind of everything to happen, you know, pretty quick and right now. And unfortunately, that's not always the best course of action. It's definitely best to step back, take your time and make thoughtful decisions. And, you know, that includes the spousal 10% penalty waiver when you're rolling over retirement funds. And that really applies to a lot of things, especially when you're going through such a crazy time in your life. So, you know, one of the things that we're able to do is look at it from the outside as an independent source and help you make your decisions in a time frame that's appropriate and responsible for you and your family and your kids and everyone else that you have to care for now. And like Tim said, you know, the biggest thing we see is folks having to make these decisions that never had to make them before. And we understand that is not the easiest thing to do, and that's not the most comfortable thing to do. But, you know, we've worked through it with clients many times in the past, and we'd be happy to look at your situation and let you know if we can help you with that as well.
Well, a lot of folks going through divorce right now, and a lot to be thinking about, and some really too much to get within the parameters of this radio show for some folks who might go ahead and decide to make that phone call and get an appointment and come in to see you in your office. What do you have to offer those?
You know, here's something to think about, and this has just been our experience historically, is that when we first talk to people, it's like a, it's like coaching. And what we found is that if you take a look at all of the people, about 20% of them you can put into a category that no matter what you tell them, they're going to go out and spend money like there's no tomorrow. And there's nothing you can do to help them or to steer them off that. And there's another 20%, they're going to be very, very conservative. They're not going to spend anything. They're like scared to death. They're going to keep the money in the bank, and they're going to like sit on it, you know, with a shotgun across their lap type of thing. But it's the other 60%. That 60% of the people are the ones that we can really help, because they're the ones that realize that you've got to have a conversation and you've got to get some guidance and counseling to be able to make these kind of decisions. And that counseling process is one that is very consultative. What we want to have you in and really talk things through. We'll show you all of the different type of products and strategies that are out there, and we'll work with you to design something that works for you, that makes you feel very comfortable, but it helps you achieve the goals that you want to have for this type of planning in your life. And we'll make sure and get back with you periodically to reiterate what it's about and make sure that some of the safeguards that we put in place are being met, and that you know, it's something that should be funner and more fulfilling and more relaxing for you as you go. And so our process is not a sales pitch, and it's not a quick thing, and it's not a one-and-done type of situation. We really build a relationship with the clients that we work with, something we take a lot of pride in, that we put a lot of time and effort into. But I can also tell you, we do the things that are in their best interest, and that's the advice that we give. And so if you want that type of relationship, then here's a number to call.
It is 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. That's what being a fiduciary is all about. They always have your best interests at heart, 800-373-9715. One more time, that is 800-373-9715. Call that toll-free number. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners. Leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you, and you can come in and sit down face-to-face and have a conversation. No obligation, no cost whatsoever. 800-373-9715. Ron Stutz here along with Rob Davis and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners, and you're listening to the Financial Symphony.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's
Request Line.
Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, as we always do, let's go to the Request Line today. We have a great question that came in from Harold, and Harold says, I've recently been getting phone calls from a financial group in New York with some technology stocks
that they say I ought to buy. The pitch is convincing, but I don't know anything about this group. I'm assuming this is something I should stay away from.
Well, yeah, Harold, follow your assumption. Absolutely. You know, anytime you're getting a phone call, telephone solicitation about when it comes to investing, I'd be leery of that anyway. You're talking about trusting your money, trusting your future with someone that you hadn't even met?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense. I'm not even a big fan of dealing with toll-free numbers and of companies that are reputable and not having the face-to-face conversation. You need to be comfortable as an investor out there with whoever you're working with. Quiz them. Ask them questions. Ask them about their, you know, about their, you know, experience. Ask them about their philosophy. Ask them about them as a person. What are their values? I mean, the relationship you have with your financial advisor is just as important as any relationship you might have with your doctor or anyone else, because you're talking about your financial health here. And it's very, very important that those questions are answered. That's one of the things we really appreciate by all the listeners we've had through the years. We love the opportunity to be able to sit down and have that one-on-one conversation with them. And ask a lot of questions. They ask us questions. We ask them questions. We ask questions like, you know, what are your expectations? What are you wanting your portfolio to do? What makes you dissatisfied with your investing right now? Are you dissatisfied? How much risk are you willing to take to get to your goal? I mean, when you see the market take that dip, when does the heartburn kick in? Is it 5% of your value? Is it 10% of your value? I mean, we ask questions like that so we can get a feel of what your concerns are, but what your expectations are, but also, you know, about what your risk tolerance is. And these are important questions to ask, because maybe in a situation where your financial advisor, that stockbroker you're working with, are not even looking at your accounts, or maybe they're just giving you bad advice, or maybe they're not giving you any advice at all, or maybe they don't know what advice to give you. And if any of all of the above's happening, you need a second look at your portfolio that you have right now, because we're talking about your financial future. And just like we wouldn't want to gamble with investing money with a stranger, with somebody we don't know, just trying to sell a hot stock, we would shy away from that anyway. That's gambling and speculating with your money. There's so many good tried and true, you know, strategies out here that have been used for years where you don't need to gamble and speculate with your money, but you need to invest very academically, and you need to invest very prudently, and we can help you with that. But you got to be willing to pick up the phone and call and set up an appointment for that face-to-face interview. Just a conversation about where you're at, where you're going in life, what's your goals, when you want to retire, and let us sit down and design something that's going to get you there and show you how that works. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Rob Davis and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. And they're on this radio show every week because they care about you and your family, have helped so many individuals and so many families in the area, and would love to add you to the list wherever you are in northwestern Ohio. Call this number and come into the office and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That's a toll-free call, of course. Call it, leave your contact information, and soon you can set up an appointment and you can come in. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off any longer. Go ahead and call right now. You don't even have to wait until the end of the show. 800-373-9715 is that number to call. Hey, Rob and Tim, you ready to go to the request line today?
Yeah, we're ready.
Got some great questions that have come in. First of all, Michael in Bowling Green says, I have our retirement savings spread out between my 401k, two IRAs, a Roth, and several mutual funds purchased with after-tax dollars. Which account should I start withdrawing from first?
Yeah, Michael, I'll tell you what, that is a really good question. And then the answer to that question is super important because, you know, it sounds like you've done a reasonably good job saving for retirement. So you've kind of made it up the mountain pretty good. But what I'll tell you is when you start the distribution phase of your retirement, which is what you're talking about, you know, kind of coming down the mountain and taking money out of this stuff that you've saved for many years, it becomes a real important question. And you really have to make sure you get the answer right when you start withdrawing money. And that is, what do I withdraw from first? You know, how much do I take out of each one of these accounts? What is that going to do for me tax-wise? Is it more beneficial to take something out of an IRA or a non-qualified account? Or should you just live off some savings for a while? You know, those are super important questions. The good news is, you know, we do this every single day, and we do a really good job at it. Our Money Map planning process takes all of this stuff into account, and after you're through with that process, it's going to be real clear as far as what you have, how much income you need, and what you should, you know, what levers you should start pulling from first. And that includes, you know, Social Security questions, pension questions, all this income stuff is something we do every single day. And that's really our sweet spot is income planning here. And so that's what you're talking about. I can't tell you what to take right away. You know, right off the top of my head, because I don't know your situation. I don't know how much is in the account. And I certainly, you know, I don't even know how old you are to tell you which to take first. But I'll tell you that it's a very important decision and you want to make sure you do it right. And we'd be happy to sit down with you for a complimentary consultation and just learn more about your situation and see if it's something that we can help you with. But I'm pretty confident we can.
You know, so many of the things we talk about, you know, you just said it's a very important decision. You want to make sure you do it right. If you make a mistake, it can end up being a very costly mistake. So you want to make sure you do it right in the first place. And the folks at Creative Financial Partners can help you make the right decision when it comes to that. Thank you very much to Michael in Bowling Green for that question. Good question. And come on in and have a conversation. Meredith writes from Oregon, and Meredith says, I've been told that I should take my old 401k and roll it over to an IRA. Why is that? Why should I do that?
I need to take that because I automatically take calls from everyone from Oregon. So that's my hometown. So it's my, you know, my area. Yeah. Hey, Meredith, a couple things to consider with that. The advantage to keeping it with a 401k, there's only one advantage, and that is that normally you can borrow against your 401k holdings. And so it gives you availability of money if you want it or need it. My preference in this type of situation is always to roll it over to an IRA because realistically, I don't want you to have a loan provision. That makes sure that the money is in that retirement account and stays there to do what it's supposed to do, which is prepare you for retirement. With an IRA, if you do it with an independent firm, you know, such as the one that we're involved in here, you've got the ability to use any funds that are out there. In fact, any combination of funds or type of funds for your IRA money. With 401ks, you are severely limited by just the funds that are inside that plan, and most plans do not give you much of a choice at all. And so for us to be able to use the best and brightest funds in the right combinations to give you the right allocation, that you should have and make sure that you are getting the absolute best funds that are available in the marketplace. The return that you get doing it that way should be superior over any other way that you're doing it. And also it's one of those things that you want to stay on top of year by year, you know, to make changes, to do rebalancing, and then other money management things to make sure that your risk is minimized and your return is maximized. And so I would definitely look at rolling it over, but you also want to deal with people that know what they're doing with that rollover.
And that's superior advice, Tim, and folks, including Meredith, you know, he can't really get more specific without knowing more about you. And since you're from Oregon, I'm sure he would love to meet you. So go ahead and make that phone call, and I'll pass that number along again in just a few minutes here. We got one more question here from Kevin in Ottawa Hills. And Kevin says, my neighbor retired 2 years ago and has decided that he needs to go back to work because money is so tight. I just retired last month, and I think we're fine, but now I'm a little worried the same thing might happen to me. How can I make sure that I don't have to go back to work too?
Yeah, you know, that's a lot of times a big fear when someone retires. And, you know, we retire people every week here and every day here, it seems like. And one of the major fears is, gosh, I don't want to have to do this twice. And really, retirement done correctly should only be done once. And, you know, the big fear is, gosh, I'm going to retire and things aren't going to go well. And in a couple years, I'm going to have to go back out. I'm going to have to get a job and I'm going to have a hard time doing that. And I'm not going to be able to do what I want to. And it might even be worse than the job I'm working at now. And so those are the types of fears that, you know, we certainly recognize are out there. But, you know, everything in the end kind of gets back to the plan and making sure you have all your basis covered before you take this leap into retirement, because you really only want to do it once. And so, you know, if you're in what's called the red zone, so, you know, 5 or 10 years before retirement, that is the time to start thinking about the plan, putting it together, and making sure that, you know, when you do take the, you know, the time and the effort and you decide to retire, that you're a little more confident in that plan and in that decision. And frankly, you know, it doesn't mean just because you didn't do the plan yet doesn't mean it's not going to work out, but it means, you know, if you're having those questions and you're worried about that, then, you know, now's the time to make that phone call. Come on in and we can look over what you have. And if it's all looks great and there's nothing to worry about, we'll congratulate you and send you on your way. You know, if there's ways that we think we can help or ways we think we can improve your situation, we'll give you that option too. But, you know, certainly that's a common fear. And that's, you know, if you go back to work after you're retired, definitely we want to make sure that's a decision that's something you want to do and not something that you have to do. And that's okay too. A lot of folks have second careers. They do volunteer work, pick up part-time jobs just because they like the work. And that's great, but it's a lot better when that decision is something that you don't have to make and it's something that you want to do.
And you certainly don't want to have to go back to work for financial reasons. My goodness, that really is a sad situation. Sounds like Kevin may be getting a little paranoid about that situation because of his neighbor who had that happen to him. And Kevin, best thing I can say is to go ahead and make the phone call. The number I'll give you in just a moment here so you can come in and have a conversation. But now's a good time for you, Rob, and you, Tim, to tell what you have to offer those folks who finally decide to go ahead and call. Maybe they've been listening to the show for a very long time and decide that today is the day I'm going to make that phone call. What happens from that point on?
Well, first of all, you should know that Rob is almost startlingly good looking, and he's very charming and an intellectual. So I think coming in, you would just massively enjoy the conversation with him. And we have free cookies and coffee, so that adds to the allure. Let me just address one thing back to Kevin, you know, just for a bit. People, when they're retired, they often have that worry about, you know, what happens if the market crashes and am I going to have to go back to work? And, you know, especially with the new elections, you know, what is Trump going to mean, you know, to the economy and those type of things? Kevin, a good portfolio should insulate you from those kind of worries. Even if the market crashes, you should have parts of that portfolio that you can always gain access to without taking a loss. And that's the most important thing. It lets you buy time until the markets recover. And realistically, the markets are going to perform as well as the corporations who make up the market perform. And, you know, sometimes there's political moves, sometimes there's economic moves, but realistically, the moves are going to be on your part. And this is not something that you can sit idly by and just kind of see what happens and, oh, hey, I'm sure everything's going to work out in the long run. It is things that you want to take some responsibility for and you want to take a little bit of initiative on. You've got to have those kind of conversations to make sure that your retirement income is insulated. And, you know, that starts, the first step, you know, you're sticking your toe in the water is making that phone call to bring in your portfolio and let us evaluate what you actually have.
1-800-373-9715 is your number to call. 800-373-9715. We give you that number a lot because nothing happens until you place that phone call. So go ahead and get in touch with Creative Financial Partners today. Don't put it off another day. 800-373-9715. Call that number. Get on the calendar and come in and have a conversation in the Creative Financial Partners office. You'll be glad you did. 800-373-9715. Rob, Tim, it's been a pleasure being on the show today.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. It's been nice being here.
Join us again next week for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.
Securities and investment advisory services offered solely through Emeritus Investment Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
Representatives of AIC do not provide tax